Do you need some updates or just some loving care for your RV or fifth wheel? Well, let the RV Doc handle your RV service and repair. They'll keep your RV's heating, air, plumbing, and electrical in top working order. The staff has the background and knowledge to do the job quickly and efficiently. They're also the folks to call for wiring and hitches for those trailers and fifth wheels. So if you've got a trip in your plans, call the RV Doc at 342-0702. The doctor is in, the doctor is operating. The RV Doc, 618 Industrial in Emporia.
KVOE, all the sports you need, live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back to Spartan Gymnasium. Dylan Shorewood and Darian Harris with you. We got about 10 minutes before the start of this championship game between Emporia High and Seaman. A battle of top five teams in Class 5A. They've been towards the top of the state in Class 5A all year, and it should be a good one, Darian.
Yeah, I'm very excited to see how the Spartans come out and play against this top-ranked Seaman team.
Well, let's kind of break down this matchup. We both watched the Seaman Derby game last night. Of course, we called the Emporia High game, where Emporia High won by 1 point on a Lexi DeWitt layup of 4 seconds of play. And this is a Seaman team that I'm familiar with, having seen them last year. And they have seven total players back from that squad. Ava Essler, I caught up with Matt Tinsley during the third place game, and they lost another piece, Ava Essler, who had an injury, and she was a big presence for them inside. So, and I mean, that's a tough loss to have. And also, they're still good, and there's a reason why they're ranked number one in 5A for the second time this season.
Yeah, I think they kind of showed a little bit of that, you know, yesterday, being able to, you know, hang in there with Derby and then come out and get the win. They play really hard, and they show that, you know, they're not going to lay down. They're going to come out, and they're going to play basketball, and I think that's going to be the thing for Emporia High tonight is, can they match that energy?
A couple of players I want to mention about Seaman, and if you paid attention to the Centennial League last year when Seaman was still in the league, they had a freshman by the name of Anna Becker. She was a first-team All-Centennial League pick and was also named the newcomer of the year in the Centennial League. Talking with Matt Tinsley, leading them in scoring, rebounds, assists, and she had the assignment to guard Samaya Nickel of Shawnee Mission West on Thursday night, and then Addie Brown last night against Derby.
Yeah, so she knows, so she's guarded some talent already this year.
That's two players going Division One.
Yeah, and, you know, she's interested to see what she does tonight against Emporia High. We have a funny way of scoring points, though, Dylan.
Well, and it should be a good one. Also, another key matchup is Maddie Gregg, a 5'9 freshman, talking with Matt Tinsley, averages a double-double, and she's only 5'9. Averaging 16 points a contest in the first two games of this tournament.
Yeah, and she's a freshman, so I'm definitely, you know, looking to see how she handles herself here in a championship atmosphere here. You know, her first time in the Glaciers Edge.
Well, and this should be a fun one. Emporia High looking for back-to-back. If Emporia High can accomplish the feat this afternoon and trying to knock off the top-ranked team in 5A, it would be the first time for Emporia High to win back-to-back championships in the Glacier's Edge tournament since 2009 and 2010. That makes me feel old because I was in high school when that happened. Does that show you something?
Oh, wow.
No, had to bring that up.
You are old, Dylan.
I am old. No, we're still youngins. But, hey, we got to talk about the crowd. Great crowd last night. And still people filing in, and Seaman's bringing a lot of fans down here, and they're filed into the bleachers to our left, and filing in here in front of us. Emporia High's got a small student section, but it's all mainly Lee Baldwin's Emporia High boys basketball team.
Yeah, and they've done a great job showing support this week throughout the tournament and really, you know, showing everybody that the programs are really working together this year.
And even more media here today besides the usual. And I know Tim Miller's in the house, and just saw him. He's down there talking to assistant coach Brett Stewart, sales manager at KVOE, former voice of the Spartans for quite a long time. And Tim and I and Greg Ray talked to Mitch Holtis this morning and also talked with Coach Dorsey and Coach Baldwin, so that was kind of fun. And I know Brett Maycock from Keisha Covered is here. Also, Seth Kinker's here from the City Capital Journal. Worked with Seth for about a year. So I know Seth's here, and don't know if any of the TV stations from Topeka are going to make their way down here. But when you got a matchup like this, you got to. You got to figure out a way if you can.
Yeah, everybody has to be on this one for sure.
This is the RV Doc pregame show, Emporia High and Seaman, an old Centennial League rival. And Darian, this is a team Carolyn Dorsey does not like playing. And she says that about a lot. But this Seaman team just got familiarity with Emporia High.
Yeah, and this is going to be probably one of the biggest sessions they've had all season. Not to mention it's a championship game, but you know, this is definitely something that, you know, like we said yesterday, this could be something that we see later on here, you know, in the postseason in the state tournament. So definitely a game that, you know, has a lot of eyes on it.
And Matt Tinsley, I asked him about what's different about this Emporia High team from last year. Even though they graduated 8 seniors, you know, guards are super quick, you know, well-coached, disciplined, well-oiled machine. And this is going to be a test for Seaman as well.
Yeah, I mean, shouts out to Coach Dorsey getting to know her this season and, you know, how she coaches and, you know, what she expects out of her team. And she does a great job. You know, it's definitely going to be a hard one for both teams. I wouldn't be able to pick anybody on this one.
And, Darian, this is a state tournament-type matchup that we're seeing this afternoon. This could be a matchup that could be at the 5A state tournament if both these teams can qualify. And I mean, there's a reason why this Centennial League or this Glacier's Edge tournament, and I gotta mention the Centennial League is good.
Yeah, and you know, the fact that, you know, Seaman just left and the things that we've seen in the Centennial League this year, you know, just imagine having them in it and adding to all the chaos that the Centennial League has been now. You know, I think the most important thing for Emporia High is that they can't get caught up in all of that today. You know, it's just one game at a time. It's the game that's in front of them. They can't put too much pressure on themselves, you know, thinking that they have to be number one or that this game is going to decide that. They just have to come out and play their game.
This is the RV Doc pregame show as Emporia High and Seaman in the Glacier's Edge tournament title game. As you're listening to Lady Spartan Basketball on KVOE AM 1400, Emporia, also K25Q. Trying to get the call letters too as well, but just trying to get a legal ID in as we just passed the top of the hour here.
I'm going to have to learn those.
Yeah. So, as we're getting ready to go, we're going to have the national anthem here shortly as well. So, I'll tell you what, Darian, give me a key to the game and quickly, and then I'm giving mine.
Key to the game, I think, is going to be matching the intensity and, you know, the grit that the Seaman team is going to play with. They have to bring it today. Can't start slow.
My key to the game, guard play. I said it last night. It's got to happen again tonight or this afternoon.
I'm going to add turnovers.
You're going to add turnovers, okay.
We've had an issue with that in this tournament, and we found a way to win. I think if we can cut down on the turnovers today, it would definitely help us to get to that championship.
Well, Emporia High looking to go 2 of 2 in tournaments this year. They won the Paul Terry Classic back in December, and they're looking to win the Glacier's Edge tournament for the second time in 2 seasons. And like I mentioned, it would be, if they can win back-to-back, it would be the first time since 2009 and 2010. In those 2 years, they beat Manhattan. So, showed you there. This has been the RV Doc pregame show. Starting lineups and tip next. It's the fourth-ranked Emporia High Lady Spartans in 5A against the top-ranked team in 5A, the Seaman Lady Vikings. Starting lineups and tip next. This is Lady Spartan Basketball on KVOE.
Do you need some updates or just some loving care for your RV or fifth wheel? Well, let the RV Doc handle your RV service and repair. They'll keep your RV's heating, air, plumbing, and electrical in top working order. The staff has the background and knowledge to do the job quickly and efficiently. They're also the folks to call for wiring and hitches for those trailers and fifth wheels. So if you've got a trip in your plans, call the RV Doc at 342-0702. The doctor is in, the doctor is operating. The RV Doc, 618 Industrial in Emporia.
This has been the RV Doc pregame show, brought to you by the RV Doc at 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 23 years. Now stay tuned for Emporia High Spartan basketball. Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Rainbow Pest Control. Tell them what's bugging you. Call Rainbow Pest Control, 620-343-2300. And go Spartans! Mainstay Suites, Emporia's extended stay hotel, offering group rates or a private meeting room for your organization's needs. Mainstay Suites, live like home. And Express Tire and Auto, your tire professionals and Polaris experts. See them at 806 East 12th in Emporia, next to the water tower.
KVOE, 96.9 FM, 1400 AM. All the sports you need, live and local.
Our national anthem before this afternoon's championship game of the Glacier's Edge Tournament by the Emporia High School Pep Band under the direction of Glenn Woolard. It's time now for Starting Lineups, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Now offering banking by tech, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. Take a look at the Seaman lineup, ranked number 1 in Class 5A, 10-1 on the season, 7-1 in the United Kansas League, coached by Matt Tinsley in year number 6. And this is the lineup he'll go with this afternoon. Jada Stahlbaumer, a 5'7 sophomore, 9 points per game here in this tournament. He'll also go with Taylen Stahlbaumer, a 5'4 junior, at 7.5 points a game. Anna Becker, the 5'10 sophomore, 12 points a game. Maddie Gregg, the 5'9 freshman, at 16 points a game in the tournament. And Brooklyn Gormley, 6'1 junior, at 3 points a contest. 40 Emporia High Lady Spartans, ranked number 4 in Class 5A, 12-1 on the season, 3-1 in the Centennial League. Coached by Carolyn Dorsey, ninth season, 126-79 is her overall record. And this is the lineup Carolyn Dorsey will go with this afternoon. Addie Kermer, 5'7 junior, at 14 points of contest. Mill Bennett, 5'4 junior, at 5 points of contest. Lexi DeWitt, 5'5 junior, at 8 points of contest. Alexa Shively, 5'4 junior, at 4 points of contest. And Rebecca Snyder, 6-foot senior, at 18 points and 9 rebounds contest. They're your starters, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Now offering banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. Emporia High decked out in their home whites with the black lettering and the black trim, and Seaman going with an all-blue out. They went, even the coaches are decked out in blue polos. They have blue... blue, all blues with white lettering and crimson trim. As they have bikes across the chest, Emporia has Emporia across the chest. And you're ready to go, Darian. Should be a good one.
Yep, let's see if they can score off the tip.
After this afternoon's game, Emporia High does not play again until on Friday when they're at Washburn Rule. Seaman, on the other hand, they have KC Piper coming up on Tuesday. So, Emporia High will move right to left. And Seaman will move from left to right as we view it. Up 10 rows above the court at Spartan Gymnasium. Our officials this afternoon for this afternoon's championship game, as assigned by Keisha Josh Osborne, Nancy Tooley, and Jay Clark. Tap is controlled by Emporia High, and they move to the basket to our left. Here's Addie Kermer, right wing. Addie trying to feed it. Vikings come out in the man-to-man. Emil Bennett, left wing, up top to AJ. Shively faked it. Now over to Kermer, left wing. Addie looking to attack. Out to now Rebecca. Rebecca in the paint, floater on the way. Short, rebound tapped, and it's controlled by Seaman. And that was picked up by Brooklyn Gormley. Here is Stahlbaumer. Now Gregg with it, right wing. Spartans come out in the man-to-man. Now to Taylor Stahlbaumer and swing it over to Jada Stahlbaumer. There are too many Stahlbaumers, I might have to go with first names. Here is Gormley, left wing, back to Jada Stahlbaumer. Stahlbaumer at the right, left block, out to Becker, right wing. Becker guarded by Lexi DeWitt for Emporia High. Lob pass inside, deflected, it's out of bounds, it was saved, and they're going to get a foul on Emporia High, a hold foul called by Nancy Tooley. Foul is on Shively, her first team foul, number one on Emporia High. Nearly a minute into this contest, no score. Seaman inbounds, and they inbound to Anna Becker. The reigning Centennial League newcomer of the year. She won't be the player of the year because they're not in the Centennial League anymore. Right wing over, right corner over the Stahlbaumer. And they get inside Gormley from the left side. Gormley floater on the way, banked in from the top. Brooklyn Gormley scored 5 points last night, and Seaman's on the board, and Aaliyah 2-0 as driving to the basket was Kermer, but she's fouled from the right side, and two free throws coming up for the 5'7 junior. Foul is on Taylen Stahlbaumer, her first team foul number one, and at the line for Emporia High is Addie Kermer. Addie on the season, 80% from the line at 28 of 35. Free throw on the way, good. Nothing but net for Kermer. Addie averaging 23 points here in the Glacier's Edge tournament. Second one for Kermer. On the way, hit them both. Two big free throws early as Emporia High has made 15 of their last 18 from the line since the second half. And then we're tied at two, just about 90 seconds into this contest. Up top to Gregg, now left wing to Jada Stahlbaumer. Now over to Becker, back to Gormley. Lob pass and too much juice on that one by Gormley. Trying to feed it inside and a turnover by Seaman.
And let's see if Emporia can pick up the pace here on defense. Try to get some more turnovers.
We're high with the basketball. They bring out the floor here is Emil Bennett. Emil skip pass up top. As Rebecca left side floater blocked, but it was blocked by Gormley. Rebound to DeWitt and a foul on Seaman. Foul is on Gormley, or it's on Becker, correction. Her first team foul number two on the Lady Vikes of Seaman. Bennett to trigger in. Inbounds to DeWitt at the top. Bounce pass over to Kermer, left wing. Addie looking to attack, yep. And they're going to get an offensive foul on Addie.
Just got her a little too quick there on the screen. Got to keep it set.
Or actually, it's DeWitt on the screen. That's Lexi's first. Team foul number two on Emporia High. 2-0 is our score. 6:04 to play here in the opening quarter. On Spartan Gymnasium, championship game of the Glacier's Edge tournament. Oh, Everett Nielsen's in the building, too. Oh, Seth Kinger brought him. Left wing over to Jada Stahlbaumer. Deflected pass is stolen by Kermer. Here come the Lady Spartans. Here is Bennett. Bennett looking to attack left side. Bounce pass for Rebecca in the paint. Becca puts it up from the left side. Missed it. Rebound loose on the floor. It's picked up by Stahlbaumer. And she turned it over, as you mentioned, stepped on the baseline.
They almost didn't call that. That was.
So Emporia High will inbound. Minute to trigger it in. Emil needs to get in. The five count is on. Inbound the left corner to Rebecca. Rebecca driving. Turn around. Hook. Whoa. Puts it up and she's fouled. And that's two free throws for Rebecca Snyder. Foul is on Gormley. Her first team foul number three. And now I'll send Rebecca Snyder to the free throw line. Last night, Rebecca was 5 of 10, now 74% from the line. And I don't know what is it with this West goal for Rebecca, but she misses the front end. I do not know what is wrong with this West goal for Rebecca. 5 of 10 last night. Second one, good. You got 1 of 2. All right. Take notes again. Siemens led by 2. Emporia High leads 3-2. 5:28 to play here in the first. Rebecca Snyder, her first point of the game. Here is Gregg against Shively. Gregg puts it up from 13. Missed. Rebound to Snyder for Emporia High. As Kermer brings up the far side across the timeline with a left-handed dribble. Seaman in the man-to-man. Here's Shively left wing. Gregg trying to poke it away from Shively. Now Kermer left, right wing. Back to Bennett top. And what we got? Oh, A.J. got an offensive foul. That's number 2 on A.J. 13 foul. I don't even know. Or was it illegal?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I didn't see anything. She just blew the whistle.
Yeah.
It must have been something.
Nancy Tooley is a good official. She's worked state tournaments. Here it is. As Stahlbaumer lost it, and they're going to say Emporia High ball.
That's a good call.
Here comes Ryan Peek, the sixth man now, as Shively will sit down with number 2. As J.C. Schumann in, a 5'4 senior, will replace Jada Stahlbaumer. And Darian Seaman has 4 turnovers, so Emporia High's 2.
Got to keep that number low tonight.
4:42 to play here in the first quarter. 3-2 Emporia High. Bennett is double-teamed, deflected it off. And, the near official, or they call timeout? Okay, they got timeout. Timeout Emporia High, 32nd. Let's keep it right here. Darian, a good timeout because I thought that was a turnover.
Well, she threw it off of her leg.
Yeah. Well, the near official here signaled the timeout, so.
They have to be careful with that trap. They're sending it. As soon as they turn their back, they're sending a person and shifting around and trying to get a steal. They have to be calm and make sure that they can get out of those traps and not turn the ball over.
4:38 to play here in the first quarter. 3-2 Emporia High. I give you the scores that have happened here in the Glacier's Edge tournament today. Mays won the 7th place game 47-41 over Shawnee Mission East. Shawnee Mission West won the 5th place game over Blue Valley Southwest 57-39. And just wrapping up about 25 minutes ago, Derby defeated Wichita Heights 50-33. Emporia High with the basketball. Here's Kermer with a left-handed dribble against J.C. Schumann, who just checked in. Kermer, left wing, back to Bennett, top of the key. Peek in between the three-point arc and the free throw line as the count is on. As Bennett lost it, got it back. Meal dribbling it, steps in, lost it. It's picked up by Stahlbaumer, and a foul on Emporia High. Foul is on Emil Bennett, her first. Team foul number 4 on Emporia High. Again, 7 fouls called here in the first nearly 4 minutes of the game, Darian.
Yeah, I was trying to keep it clean.
Well, this is going to be a physical game between the former Centennial League rivals. Here's Gregg, now Schumann as they swing around at the top of the key. Here is Stahlbaumer, now Gregg right wing. Gregg in traffic, floater on the way right side, short. Rebound Snyder for Emporia High. Rebecca gets it to Bennett as Bennett has it. Now Rebecca looking to attack. Becca floater straight on. Yeah. She hit it. She hit it from 10 feet. And Snyder going to take over this game, has 3. Emporia High leads it 5-2. 3:39 to play here in the first. Stahlbaumer to bring it out the floor as Kinley Wilhelm will check in at the next opportunity for Seaman. Swinging it around over to J.C. Schumann left wing. Kermer with the assignment. Now Gregg lost it, got it back. Gregg in traffic at the left block, kicks it out left wing, a deep three for Schumann. Nothing but nylon. J.C. Schumann is into the scorebook, and this game is tied at 5, 3:10 to play. Emporia High gets into the front quarter. Snyder, Rebecca in traffic, dishes off to Kermer, floater, wave off the shot, foul on the floor on Seaman. Foul is on Schumann. Her first, team foul number 4. As Kinley Wilhelm, 5'7 sophomore, comes in for Brooklyn Gormley. They're going to go small at a layup. Missed by Snyder. Rebound out of bounds. It's going to go to Seaman.
Come on.
Rebecca missed from point blank range. Those are words I don't like to say.
she has to make those, and we have to take advantage of that, having that mismatch.
Coria High just 1 of 5 from the field. Seaman is 2 of 4. Here is Gregg, now over to Taylen Stahlbaumer, left corner. She'll dribble it out at the top of the key. Now J.C. Schumann with it, dribbling to her right on the right side. Now here is Wilhelm, now Stahlbaumer, now Anna Becker with it, left wing. Now Gregg, or Wilhelm, as they swing around to the right wing to Stahlbaumer. Stahlbaumer bounce pass inside to Gregg. Gregg turnaround hook is good. Over DeWitt. Maggie Gregg has her first basket. And Seaman leads it 7-5, 2:16 to play. Seaman fans wanted to travel on Rebecca.
Has
Bennett, spin move, Bennett. Bounce pass out to Kermer, right wing. Kermer kicks it out to DeWitt. DeWitt bounce pass to Rebecca Snyder, baseline. Rebecca in traffic, float on the way, missed it. Rebound Rebecca, put back, missed. And three players to the, as it's going to be a jump ball, and the possession arrow will go to Seaman. As we have a new Viking in, as it's Carson Anderson, the 5'5 senior.
She's getting good looks. She just needs to finish them.
Stahlbaumer sits down for Seaman. 7-5, Lady Vikings of Seaman, 1:43 to play here in the first quarter. Anna Becker against DeWitt. Becker looking to attack. Becker, floater, blocked by Rebecca Snyder. And it's picked up by Bennett. So reset, Emporia High's down to 7-5, not under 90 to play here in the first stanza. From Spartan Gymnasium, championship game of the Glacier's Edge Tournament. DeWitt up top to Ryan Peak. Swing around to Emil Bennett, left wing. Emil up top, Kermer, and they got a legal screen on Peak. Oh, my. Ryan Peak, her first team foul, number 5, as Seda Pearson, the 5'6 junior, comes in for Lexi DeWitt.
They're keeping a really close eye on that.
They are. So I mentioned these officials are state caliber.
Yeah.
They work the state tournaments. I know Nancy Tooley's one of them. I see it in the state programs. It's what happens when I've been covering high school basketball for almost 7 years.
Get out there.
This is season number 7 for me. Entry pass, Gormley. Gormley floater, block, or shot, short rebound, Gormley. And they got her out of bounds. Turnover for Seaman. 48 seconds of play here in the first quarter. Lady Spartans down 2. At 7-5, back behind the back dribble as they get into the front court to Rebecca Snyder. Now Kermer with it. Addie looking to attack. Addie, left-handed hook, missed. Foul, and it's on. That's got to be on the floor. Where's the shooting? No. All righty. So Kermer got fouled by J.C. Schumann. That's her second. Team foul number 5 on Seaman. As Jada Stahlbaumer back in for J.C. Schumann, who just picked up number 2. As Gregg's out. And a shot missing by Pearson. And the rebound goes to Seaman. 7-5 Lady Vikings. 26 seconds to play here in the first. Here's Jada Stahlbaumer, and she travels at the top. And Seaman fans rush. They didn't want to travel. Pearson out is DeWitt back in for Emporia High. 22 seconds left here in the first stanza. Emporia High down 7-5 in a really good first quarter.
Got to get across.
Yep, got to get across with 3 seconds. Kermer's got to get across, and she does, barely, with 10. Kermer with 10. She's going to take it to the cup. Blocked shot by Gormley, out of bounds. Stays with Emporia High with 7.6 left.
Got to use that left hand.
Here's Emil Bennett to trigger in. Inbounds to Snyder, 7. Becca to the cup, floater on the way, crawls off, rebound out of bounds, it's off Rebecca, and it's going to go to Seaman with 2.9 left. Ariana Hamilton's in, 5'7 senior, as Kermer's going to sit down for the end of the quarter. As Becker, as Pearson will come in for Bennett. 2.9 left here in the first, 7-5 Seaman. Becker inbounds to Stahlbaumer, back to Becker. Becker lost it, half-court heave, and missed all of it. And that'll do it for quarter number one. For a high down 7-5, we go to the second here at Spartan Gymnasium. This is Lady Spartan Basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Nextech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside Flint Hills Mall. Williams Automotive and Collision Center, 3105 West 6th Avenue, taking care of Spartans since 1989. Go Spartans! And Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you in part by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, where it's all about the meat. Bobby D's. By the RV Dock, 618 Industrial, repairs for your RV for over 23 years. And by Pete Euler, for great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler.
KVOE, live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, K245 BQ Emporia.
Back in Emporia High trailing 7-5 after the first quarter of play. Dylan Shorewood and Darian Harris with you, starting five back out there for the Spartans. As they have the basketball here, Shively now left wing over to Emil Bennett into Snyder. Rebecca in traffic, turnaround hook, missed, but she's fouled, and that's two free throws coming up for Rebecca. And Rebecca Snyder needs to hit free throws. Foul is on Gregg. That is her first. Team foul number six. Free throw on the way is too hard for Rebecca. And again, that West goal is haunting her this weekend. So Rebecca trying to pull it to one. Second one on the way. Crawls in on the second. Rebecca has 4 points and four rebounds to her credit. 7-6 Seaman, 7:45 to play here in the first half. As Schumann. As it's Schumann, Stahlbaumer, and Gregg. As Gregg with it against Rebecca. Rebecca bringing the pressure as they get it up, and Gregg back with it right wing. Gregg trying to step back, a three right wing, too hard. Rebound to Ryan Peak for Emporia High. So I gotta put something in. As Shively with it. AJ trying to feed it. Ryan Peak. So they don't have Kermer into the game. Interesting move. And Meal almost lost it for a second. Meal bounce passes to DeWitt. DeWitt baseline. DeWitt dribbles it back out to Rebecca Snyder, right wing. Now DeWitt, right wing. DeWitt fake the three, right wing. Back to Peak. Swing it around to Emil Bennett, left wing. She'll fire for three. She hit it! That's a Valiant Fiver three. Valiant Fiver always available, always fast, and always reliable. And Emil, if she gets hot like she did last night, she had 11. She has her first basket. Valiant Fiver always available, always reliable, and always fast. Here's Becker, or actually, Stahlbaumer missed from three. And the rebound goes to Emil Bennett. 9-7 Emporia High. 6:13 to play here in the first. All right, here is Bennett, right wing, and out of Rebecca Snyder at the top. Wing over to Shively, left wing, AJ. AJ up to Peak, top of the key, swinging around the horn. The right wing to DeWitt. DeWitt steps in, fake the shot, gets it to Snyder. Now Bennett with the basketball. Bennett looking to attack. Bennett in traffic. Bennett still in traffic. And a holding foul on Seaman. Foul is on Stahlbaumer, Taylen Stahlbaumer. That's her second. And that's a 17 foul, and it's free throws coming up for Emporia High. As Kermer and Pearson come in for Peak and DeWitt. And Emil Bennett to the line for a 1-1. Emporia High is in the bonus, the last 5:43 of the second quarter. And Emil Her free throw percentage has boosted up to 46. Free throw on the way, good. She gets the bonus. Emile Bennett with four, looking for point number five, and if she can hit the second, it would give Emporia High their largest lead of the game. Emile Bennett looking for point number five on the way. She had them both. Five straight points for the junior. She'll lead the lineup as Ryan Peek will come back in. Timeout, Matt Tinsley. 30-second timeout. Let's keep it right here. Darian, we're eyes on a little run.
Yeah, a small one, and a good timeout there by Coach Tinsley to kind of keep it there at a small one. Emporia's starting to get a little comfortable on offense, and that's what they got to do is stay patient and get those open looks.
Yeah, there's a reason why this is a big-time game, especially when if Vince Lovergen of WIBW is in the building.
Yeah, for real.
I know Vince. I met him at the Emporia State UCM game back in October when I was doing sideline for Tegan Terhune.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. They actually played Lexi DeWitt's. They had Lexi's game-winning basket last night on WIBW. Seaman ball out of the timeout. Emporia High leads it 11-7. And Darian, it is a 6-0 run by Emporia High. 5 points from Emile Bennett, and there's a steal as the jump ball is going to be called as Pearson had it, but it's going to be a tie of possession. Arrow goes to Seaman. I believe Becker was the one that tied Pearson up. As Gregg will inbound. Inbounds to Becker. Kicks it out. Gregg left corner, a three. She hit it. Give Becker the assist. Maddie Gregg has five. And the lead is down to one for Emporia High, 11-10. 5:15 to play here in the second. Kermer bounce pass over to Shively. AJ, right wing. AJ looking to drive. Now Kermer with it. Kermer's got to get it going. Even though she's got 2 points, spin move for Addy. Addy gets it off to Pearson, and Pearson lost it. Turnover to Emporia High. Bennett and DeWitt back in for Emporia High. As Shively and Peek will sit down. 5 minutes to play here in the first half in a low-scoring affair. It's 11-10 Emporia High. Siemens led by two. Emporia High's led by as many as four. Here is Schumann out to Stahlbaumer, right corner, three, missed. Rebound picked up by Emporia High. Here come the Spartans, and they just coughed it up. A Snyder's pass was intended, and here's a shot good from 15 by Talen Stahlbaumer.
Talen, take care of the ball.
Yep, Talen Stahlbaumer is into the scorebook, and Seaman back up front, 12-11. 4:27 to play here in the second. Here is Bennett, right wing on the far side. Here's a Snyder screen. Rebecca with it, right side. Rebecca, spin move, in traffic, foul. And Rebecca's going to line for a 1-1, and the Seaman faithful don't love it again. Oh, my. This better not turn into last night, Darian.
Oh, well, we were up here before the Derby game, and they were pretty rowdy yesterday, too.
Maddie Gregg picks up her second, 18 foul, and Rebecca Snyder to line for a 1-1. Or was she shooting?
1-1.
Free throw for Rebecca. Too hard. Oh, my. Rebound picked up by J.C. Schumann.
Leaving a lot of points on the board
tonight. Yep, I'm going to have to write down the free throw number again. 12-11 Seaman. 4:07 to play here in the first half. Talen Stahlbaumer with it near the midcourt stripe as they get it over to Taylor or Jada Stahlbaumer, missed from point blank. Rebound picked up by Stahlbaumer. She got her own rebound and she's fouled by Addie Kermer. That is Addie's first, 16 foul, and that will send Jada Stahlbaumer to the line for two free throws. And she is 9 of 10 in the tournament. Free throw, pinballs out. I jinxed her. Shooting 9 of 10. Now 9 of 11 in the tournament. One more coming up for Jada Stahlbaumer. Looking to put Seaman back up two. Second one, good. Nothing, Lynette. That's her first point of the game. As Gormley in for Stahlbaumer. Jada Stahlbaumer. 3:56 to play here in the first half. 13-11. Seaman. Poirier High bounce pass into Pearson. Double team. Pearson in traffic. Layup miss. Rebound out of bounds. It's going to go to Emporia High. It was last touched by Gormley. Bennett to trigger in. On the baseline. Emil looking for an opening, gets it to Rebecca Snyder, left wing. Rebecca, spin move at the free throw line. Becca in traffic, kicks it out to Bennett to reset. Bennett gets a pick from Zeta Pearson. Now to Kermer. Kermer left side, now Bennett left wing. Bennett got a pocket pick, deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with Emporia High. Shively back into the Emporia High lineup as Zeta Pearson will sit out. Good minutes for Zeta. Bennett to trigger in, right in front of the Seaman bench. Poirier High down 2, 13-11, 3:24 to play here in the first half. Shively looking to attack right side. Shively to the cup, floater good. Shively went to work and attacked her first basket. This game is tied at 13, 3:11 to play here in the first half. Back and forth affair here, Darian.
Yeah, it's a championship game.
Here's Becker Tavaki swinging over to Gregg, who's playing with two fouls. Gregg right block. Gregg kicks it out, and a blocking foul on Poirier High as Gregg was trying to go to the basket.
She's going to have to go sit down again.
And that's number three on AJ. 17 foul. Siemens in the bonus, the final 2:58. Hamilton in for Shively.
Foul trouble.
Yeah. AJ got in foul trouble last night. And Gregg will shoot a 1-1. Gregg is 18 of 24 in the tournament, make it 19 of 25. She's got six to lead Seaman. One more, second one, good. For Gregg has seven. Seaman back up front, 15 to 13, 2:55 to play here in the second. And it gets to the Kermer. Kermer gets it across the timeline with a little spin move. Kermer out to Bennett.
Oh, down. She missed him.
Now Rebecca Snyder with it right wing. Now to Ariana Hamilton. Too much juice on that one as the pass was intended for DeWitt. And a turnover for Emporia High. And the turnover numbers, Darian, 11 for the Lady Spartans to 6 for the Vikings.
Wow.
Big wow.
11 in the first half.
Almost as many points as they have turnovers.
Yeah, and that's definitely something that we're going to want to look at later on in the game.
Gregg with it right wing. Kermer bounce pass deflected. Becker floater short.
Foul.
Or a jumper from 15 in the foul. As Anna Becker, the 5'10 sophomore, will go to the charity stripe for two. Foul is on DeWitt. That's her second. Team foul number 8. Now will send Anna Becker to the free throw line for two free throws. And Becker is 8 of 15 here in the tournament. From the line, free throw on the way, good, nothing but net. Anna Becker, the leading scorer for Seaman, has her first point with 2:25 to play here in the second. Second one on the way, got them both. Becker with her first 2 points of the game, and Seaman leads it by four, their largest lead of the game at 17 to 13. 2:22 to play here in the first half. Emporia High needs an answer. Neil Bennett brings up the floor, far side. Now to Ariana Hamilton. Now Kermer with it, left, right wing. Here's a Snyder screen. Kermer looking to attack against Stahlbaumer. Hamilton got it off and a foul. And who's shooting free throws? It's a 1-1 for Emporia High. It's a push on J.C. Schumann. That's her third. 19 foul. As Wilhelm back in for Schumann. It's a 1-1 for Emil Bennett. Emil has 5 on the afternoon. Big free throws, Darian. Free throw on the way. Good. Pinball is in for Emil, who has 6, and she gets the bonus. One more coming up for the 5'4 junior. Had 11 points last night, looking for her 7th point of the first half. Second one on the way. Had them both. 7-4 Bennett. 17-15 Seaman, as we approach the 2-minute mark to play here in the first half of the Glacier's Edge Championship game between two of the top five teams, two of the five teams in Class 5A, ranked at the top of the KVCA rankings. Entry pass almost stolen by Emporia High as Becker got it back. Wilhelm now here's Gregg right corner against Kermer. Gregg trying to drive baseline. Gregg, and she got called with a carry.
Good call.
As Peak will check in for Emporia High as Hamilton will sit down. Good minutes for the senior, Ariana Hamilton. Emporia High has a chance to tie or take the lead on this possession as we approach 90 seconds to play here in the first half. Spartans down two at 17 to 15. Bennett dribbling to her left, swinging it back and forth, and they wanted that. Kermer to the basket. Kermer dishes out to Peak. Extra pass, Bennett, left corner, fake the three, into Rebecca. Rebecca layup right side. Good, and the foul! Oh, yeah, bingo, that one for Rebecca Snyder, and she gets the and one, ties the game at 17. Six for Rebecca. Foul is on Gormley, that's her second, and that's a 10th team foul as DeWitt comes in, or exits, as Pearson will sit at. Pearson will come in. Rebecca Snyder line for one. Free throw on the way. Good. Nothing but net. 7 points for Rebecca Snyder. And Emporia High is back up front, 18 to 17. 1:14 to play here in the second quarter. Taylen Stahlbaumer with it. Now over to Wilhelm. Now Gregg with it. Gregg gets it over to Gormley. Now left wing to Stahlbaumer. Stahlbaumer with a step back left wing. And they hit it over to Wilhelm. Wilhelm needs some help now. Becker almost got her pocket pick. Becker against Pearson, and they're going to get a foul on Pearson. Zeta with her first personal foul, 19 foul. 1-1 coming up for Anna Becker, the 5'10 sophomore for Seaman. She's 2 for 2 as DeWitt comes back in for Pearson. Becker has two for two at the line. Free throw on the way. Good. Nothing but net. She's got three. As Jada Stahlbaumer comes back in for Taylen Stahlbaumer. One more coming up for Anna Becker. Second one. Short. Rebound loose on the floor.
Wow.
It's picked up by Gregg. Out to Stahlbaumer. Jada Stahlbaumer. Now Anna Becker with it. Becker fires from three left wing. Short. Rebound out of bounds is going to Emporia High.
And that can't happen. You can't give up a rebound on the free throw.
40 seconds to play here in the first half, tied to 18. Kermer across the timeline, kicks out to Snyder left corner. There's still people filing in into this game, Darian. That's almost halftime. Bennett, maybe they heard how close the game was. They wanted to get out here. We're high going for one here, Darian.
Oh, yeah, got a hole for one shot.
If Seaman fouls it, puts Emporia High at the line for two. They put two on the fingers. Bennett bounce pass to DeWitt left wing. Lexi feeds it into Rebecca. Left-handed layup is good. Rebecca Snyder has nine. And Emporia High leads it 20 to 10. Half court heave from Becker. Missed. And that will do it for half number one. Emporia High leads it 2018 as we go to the break here in the championship game of the Glacier Head Tournament. Coming up next is the Long Vine on Plaza Halftime Show. This is Lady Spartan Basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Charlie's Place. They wish all Spartan athletes the very best this season. And Emporia State Federal Credit Union. They offer you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center in Manhattan. When you need an orthopedic specialist, call 785-537-4200 and go Spartans. Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician, he believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And Pizza Ranch, it's buffet done your way. With pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much more to love at Pizza Ranch. 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans. It's time now for the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongbineAuto.com.
The new year is here, and at Longmont Auto Plaza, we have some great ways to start your new year in a new Chevrolet, like 2.99% APR up to 60 months or $1,500 cash allowance on remaining 2022 Silverado 1500 trucks. Get 2.99% APR up to 60 months or $1,000 cash allowance on a 2023 Equinox. And don't forget, we're looking for great used cars too, so we are willing to buy your vehicle or give you our highest trade offer. Come see us today or visit us online at longmontauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. This is KVOE News.
Good afternoon. With this halftime update from the 24-hour KVOE Newsroom, I'm Tegan Trahoon. Well, bitter cold air is on its way to the KVOE listening area to close out the weekend and begin the work week. After forecasted highs in the low to mid-50s today, overnight temperatures are expected to take a drastic downturn with lows forecasted in the mid-teens and wind chills well below zero. Temperatures won't warm up much tomorrow with highs only forecasted in the low 20s and wind chills between 5 below zero and 9 degrees. Bitter cold will be the norm through at least midweek as temperatures reach the mid-30s by Wednesday and upper 40s by Friday. There is a slight chance of snowfall by noon Tuesday, otherwise the rest of the week will be dry. Be sure to stay with KVOE, KVOE.com, and KVOE social media for more weather updates throughout the weekend. Flint Hills Technical College took time to honor the inaugural recipient of its new Prairie Fire Award at the Guffler Mansion last night. The award was created as a way for the college to honor and recognize its various partners and supporters from across the community. FHTC Vice President of Advancement Mike Crouch says there's no criteria rubric per se for receiving the award. The recipient or recipients simply need to be someone that's intertwined with the college in multiple facets.
It's looking at the whole picture and looking at how they're involved with the college. And so, you know, we look for somebody who's not just involved in one or two ways, but really have embraced the mission of what FHTC is all about.
The inaugural recipient was Simmons Pet Food, and when asked what made Simmons the ideal candidate, Crouch says just looking back at the history between the two, that story really tells itself.
Obviously, they financially have supported the college. They've had members that have served on the Board of Trustees, the Foundation Board of Directors. They've had employees that have served on our program advisory committees, employees that have served as adjunct faculty. They've hired we have a lot of alumni working there, and one of their leadership team was a distinguished alumni just a year ago.
Simmons President Scott Salmon says they're honored to be the inaugural recipient of the award, saying he believes it's just the start of the next chapter of their partnership.
We both need each other. We really do. Simmons couldn't be successful without the relationship, and hopefully the community needs us as well. So we're going to continue to invest, and I think this is the sign not of the end, but more of the beginning and where we can take this in the future.
Crouch says it's the college's hope that the Prairie Award prestige will continue to grow in the coming years, and it will hopefully become one of the premier honors bestowed upon recipients in the local community. A quick check of your local forecast from the TV 13 weather team tonight. Mostly cloudy, a low of 12 with wind chill values between 1 below and 9. Then tomorrow, partly sunny, a high of 23, wind chill values between 5 below and 5. We'll get you right back to second half action from the Glacier's Edge tournament in just a moment. But for the latest local information on the air and on the web, be sure to stay tuned right here to KVOE and KVOE.com. From the 24-hour KVOE newsroom, I'm Tegan Trahoon.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Sports Connection at 2721 West 15th Street, serving Emporia High Spartans for over 40 years. Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Call them at 342-2613. Thurston's Plus is a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports. And Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck.
Emporia High Spartan Sports brought to you in part by Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment by calling or texting 620-344-4197. By Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. And by Clark Alamein II, attorney at law, representing the injured and accused in Emporia and surrounding area for over 17 years.
KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. All the sports you need, live and local.
time now for Halftime Stats, brought to you by Robert's Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. First for Seaman, Maddie Gregg has 7, 3 apiece from Anna Becker and J.C. Schumann, 2 each from Taylan Stahlbaumer and Brooklyn Gormley, and Jada Stahlbaumer has 1. Seaman, 5 of 16 from the field, 31%. They were 2 of 8 from beyond the arc for 25%. They were 6 of 8 from the free throw line for 75%. They rebounded the ball 9 times and committed 7 turnovers. For Emporia High, 9 from Rebecca Snyder. She also has 4 rebounds. 7 for Emile Bennett. And 2 apiece from Addie Kermer and Alexa Shively. Emporia High is 5 of 15 from the field for 33%. Darien, they've made 1 of 1 from 3. 9 of 12 at the line for 75%. Out-rebounding Seaman 12-9, so 12 rebounds for Emporia High and 9 turnovers for the Lady Spartans. They're your halftime stats brought to you by Robert's Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. Darien, quick key to the second half.
It's going to be staying disciplined and focused on offense and getting the easy baskets. They're going at it right now. It's tough to score, so every basket's going to count.
And can the guard play continue to do some good things for Emporia High? This has been the Long Pine Isle Plaza Halftime Show. The third quarter is next. Let's do a minute. This is Lady Spartan Basketball on KVOE.
The new year is here, and at Long Pine Auto Plaza, we have some great ways to start your new year in a new Chevrolet, like 2.99% APR up to 60 months or $1,500 cash allowance on remaining 2022 Silverado 1500 trucks. Get 2.99% APR up to 60 months or $1,000 cash allowance on a 2023 Equinox. And don't forget, we're looking for great used cars, too, so we are willing to buy your vehicle or give you our highest trade offer. Come see us today or visit us online at longpineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for all your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
KVOE, all the sports you need, live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM.
Back at Emporia High, Dylan Sherwood, Darien Harris with you, alongside our studio coordinator, Daniel Courtright. Back at the KVOE studios, running the show. Emporia High up 20-18 as the third quarter getting ready to go underway here. And both teams will have their starting lineup back on the floor, and Darien and I am adjusting the iPad. So it's Kermer, Bennett, DeWitt, Shively, Snyder for Emporia High. It is Jada Stahlbaumer, Taylan Stahlbaumer, Anna Becker, Maddie Gregg, and Brooklyn Gormley for the Vikings of Seaman. Once again, Seaman in their road blues, white lettering and red trim. Emporia High in the home whites, black lettering, black trim. Emporia across the chest. Emporia High will move from left to right. Seaman moves from left to right, or right to left. And Emporia High has the ball to start quarter number 3. In the Emile Bennett at the right block. Bounce pass out to the top of the key to Kermer. Back to Bennett, left wing. Entry pass to Snyder. Turnaround hook left side. Missed all of it. And the rebound goes to Becker for Seaman.
Got to make those.
Yeah, that turnaround hook, about 50-50 on that for Rebecca. That's the signature move for her. Now Becker with it, left wing. Taylor Stahlbaumer in the left corner. Trying to feed it in, the pass was deflected as Stahlbaumer got it deflected. It's stolen by Kermer. For Emporia High, and they are into the front court. Leading by 2 at 20-18, 7:15 to play here in the third. Emporia High trying to get up more than 4. They've been up 4. Here's Bennett with a screen set by, as bounce pass to Shively, left baseline. Shively bounce pass to Rebecca Snyder, right side. Rebecca to the cup, missed all of it. And the rebound goes to Gregg for Seaman. A minute into the third quarter, Lady Spartans up 2, 2018. Here is Gregg, gets over to Becker, right wing. Now Stahlbaumer driving right side. Dribbling to her left, gets to the Gormley. Gormley against Snyder, partially blocked as Gormley got it blocked by Snyder. Rebound goes to Shively, and here comes Emporia High. Here is Kermer, left wing. Kermer looking to attack. Loader from 15, too strong. Rebound DeWitt for Emporia High. And they get it back out. DeWitt, right corner, three. She hit it. It's a long two for the junior. So it's from 19 feet. DeWitt's into the scorebook. And Emporia High ties their largest lead of the game at 4, 22-18. 6:11 to play here in the third. Here is Taylen Stahlbaumer, right wing, up top to Jada Stahlbaumer. Now Stahlbaumer dribbling to her left, lost it. It's picked up by DeWitt. And the turnovers are racking up. That's two already for the Lady Vikings of Zeman.
Yeah, we need to even it out on the turnovers.
Here's Kermer across the timeline, dribbling to her left. Kermer left wing, they got her with palming. And Darian, I mentioned turnovers, that happens. 10 for Emporia High, 9 for Seaman. Timeout, Matt Tinsley, it's a 30. Let's keep it right here. Give me a thought.
Those are going to be the difference, you know, going into the second half. We had a really close game, and, you know, I think whoever can control the ball and, you know, do the right thing with it is going to be the one that comes out on top.
Don't forget, coming up shortly on Country 101.7 FM and KVOE-TV, coverage of the final day of the 102nd Annual Lyon County League Tournament. Third place games getting underway. Madison girls and Burlingame. That'll be followed by the Madison boys and Burlingame. And then the championship games between Opie and Lebo. Greg Ray and Ken Hansen have the call of the third place games. And Michael Deeker and Tegan Tarun have the call of the championship games from Wide Auditorium. Seaman ball out of the timeout. Here is Stahlbaumer, right wing. Also, KU plays a big one in Lexington against Kentucky. That's a 5:30 Crimson and Blue show here on KVOE. K-State plays Florida at 5 p.m. We won't have that game. Here is Stahlbaumer from three. Good from the wing right side. Straight away, missed. Rebound Shively. And a foul. And they get a foul on. As we got back on, as Corey, I just missed a foul. Is on. I didn't. Oh, they put it back on the board. Foul is on Jada Stahlbaumer, her first team foul, number one, here in the second half. As Schumann and Anderson back in for Snyder in traffic. Mitt got blocked. This is what happens when we run the iPad. Stahlbaumer missed from three. It pinballed out. It rattled out.
That was a close one. Definitely don't want to give up the lead like that.
Nope. As Snyder got the rebound for Emporia High. Or I still up one, 22 to 24 minutes to play. Here in the third, Rebecca turnaround hook, left side, no. Rebound picked up by Gregg.
Rebecca has to get a little bit stronger in there. They're not giving her a lot of calls right now.
Here is Gregg, layup good from the right side. Maddie Gregg has 9, the freshman. And the lead is back to 1, 23 to 22, Seaman. 3:39 to play here in the third. Bennett in the Shively, now Kermer. Jumper on the way from 10. No. Rebound Becker. Or Seaman.
And the momentum's starting to kind of shift into Seaman's favor right now.
Here is Gregg. Wide open right wing. A three. She hit it. And the freshman is not scared.
Crazy.
The freshman is not scared. Has 12. It's going to force a timeout, and Seaman has tied their largest lead of the game at 26-22 with 3:17 to play here in the third. 30-second timeout for Emporia High. Got to regroup, Darian.
Yeah, you know, I kind of mentioned it in the pregame. She's been average. She's averaged 16 in the tournament. And wanted to see if she was going to be able to handle the championship atmosphere.
She had 14 against Derby last night.
And she's hooping right now.
Yep.
Good timeout by Coach Dorsey. You could tell the momentum was starting to shift here in the gym.
And a well-officiated game, and only one foul has been called here in the third quarter.
Yeah, I think they're doing a very good job. A lot better than last night, for sure.
Well, again, different crew, though, too.
Yeah.
So on the floor for Seaman is it is Anderson, Schumann, Jada Stahl-Balmer, Anna Becker, and Maggie Gragg. Emporia High has their starting five on the floor. That's Kermer, Bennett, DeWitt, and a steal. As a layup good by Becker. Oh, my, this is getting out of hand. It's a six-point lead for Seaman at 28-22, and another steal. It's still loose, and another turnover by Emporia High. Sloppy with the basketball. It was 23-22. It was 22-21. It's a 7-0 run for Seaman. And the offensive foul on the Vikings. It's a screen. Second team foul against the Vikings. Foul is on Becker. That's her second. Team foul number two. Has peeked back in for Kermer.
Let's see if Emporia can weather the storm. Oh, and another turnover.
And it's stolen by Schumann. Puts it up and good. Emporia High being sloppy with the basketball. And Seaman has turned this game into a 8-point lead as they're putting pressure. And Emporia High gets in the front court. They get it to a Royal with Snyder. Layup is good from the right side. And Emporia High needed that. Rebecca Snyder's got 11 and it's down to 6.
And turnovers, we say that we can't do that against good teams, and we're seeing it right now. The turnovers are really hurting them.
Anderson, time to keys. Spartans down 6, 30-24, 2:18 to play here in the third. Stahl-Balmer.
Wow.
Entry pass to Anderson. Layup is good. Oh, my goodness. As Schumann has 7. For Seaman, the lead is back to 8 at 32-24, 2 minutes to play. And another steal! Emporia High being selfish with the basketball, and there's an entry pass and a foul as the ball was away. And now they're going to get DeWitt with her third personal foul, team foul number one. As Kermer in for Bennett.
Never seen this many turnovers in a row.
And Darian, I got to give you the turnover bug right now. It's 16 for Emporia High and 14 for Seaman. And another steal, another turnover as Emporia High forces Rebecca to the cup. Layup is good. If Rebecca Snyder and Emporia High want to win this game, it's got to be in Rebecca's hands for Kermer. It's down to 6, 32-26, a minute 37 left here in the third. Still plenty of time. Emporia High has to get a stop here.
Yeah, they got to pick up the defensive intensity.
Schumann left wing, now Gragg with it. Got to get it out of her hands. Now Taylen Stahl-Balmer. Right wing back to Gragg, Tab to Key. Swing over to Becker. Left wing, now Schumann with it. Schumann trying to feed it inside. Schumann in trouble. Gets it to Becker at the top. Becker left wing against DeWitt. Swinging around to Stahl-Balmer. Stahl-Balmer now to Gragg, Tab to Key. Now left wing over to as Becker with it. Becker bounce pass as Schumann almost lost it under a minute to play third quarter. Seaman up 6 at 32-16. Stahl-Balmer the cup floater banked in.
Oh, that was a good basket there.
Taylen Stahl-Balmer has 7 and lead is back to 8. 34-26. 44 seconds to play here in the third.
Got to take care of it now.
Here is Shively trying to feed it into Rebecca. Rebecca right side. Rebecca in traffic. Kicks it out. Wide open to DeWitt. Left wing a 3. Missed. Rebound. Kermer. Emporia High gets another opportunity. Kermer fade away. Turnaround. Missed. But Kermer's going in line for 2. Foul is on Casey Schumann. That's number 4 on her 13 foul. And Addie Kermer will go to the line for 2 free throws. A free throw on the way, good. Every free point's got to be big with the clock stopped. As Pearson back in for Peak. Rag out. Wilhelm back in. Second one for Kermer. Got them both. How big are those? Kermer has 4 points on the night, all from the charity stripe. It's down to six. 34-28. Seaman, 20 seconds of play here in the third. Seaman going to go for one shot here.
Yeah, you don't want to give up this basket, though, going into the fourth.
Here is Becker with 12. Becker dribbling to her left. Becker took a little extra step. She bumped right into DeWitt. Becker with four. Becker out to Stahlbaumer right corner. Stahlbaumer is fouled with 9 tenths left. And it's on Pearson. That's her first or second team foul, number two on Emporia High here in the second half. This is a catch and shoot situation. 9 tenths is good for a tip. Inbounds, a layup is good.
Oh my God.
As Seaman executed that, and it's back to 8, 36-28 Seaman. We go to the fourth. Ladies Park basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Shoal Construction, serving the Emporia area with roofing, siding, gutters, and windows. Contact Shoal Construction at 620-591-2907 or online at shoalroofing.com. The Flint Hills Mall, convenient shopping in one location. Follow the Flint Hills Mall on Facebook for current sales, deals, and events. The Flint Hills Mall at 1632 Industrial. And Emporia Public Schools, building futures one student at a time.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Ruff Sports Bar and Grill, 2640 West 18th. If you're a sports fan or just a fan of great food, it's Ruff's. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. And John North Ford, Lincoln and Nissan, sales, parts, and service since 1963. AM 1400 KVOE Emporia, 96.9 FM K245BQ Emporia.
Well, Emporia High was down 8 early against Wichita Heights. Now they have some work to do, but Seaman has the basketball to start quarter number 4. Here is Stahlbaumer, left wing of 3. Good.
Oh,
and Seaman's heating up.
They are rolling
and
right
Talen
now.
Talen Stahlbaumer has 11, and that's the lead for Emporia. That's the lead for Seaman at 39-28, 7:37 to play. Here is DeWitt. Bounce pass out to Bennett. As Emporia High's letting this one get away from them. Left wing over to Kermer. DeWitt top of the key. Now swing over to Bennett. Right wing into Rebecca. Rebecca in traffic. Right hand layup missed. And she's fouled. And Gormley is the guilty party. Gormley, her third personal foul. Team foul number 4 as Snyder to the line for 2. Free throw on the way to get it to 10 is good for Rebecca. She got 14 as Greg back in for Gormley. Or correction, Greg in for Wilhelm. One more coming up for Rebecca looking for a 15th point. Got it. Got it both. You got it to crawl in. 15 for Rebecca Snyder. Lead is 9 for Seaman. 39-30. 7:15 to play. Emporia High needs to get a stop.
Yeah, they just have to stay. They have a lot of time left on the clock. They just got to stay patient and get those stops.
And they've held Anna Becker to 5 points. It's been Stahlbaumer and Gregg. Talen Stahlbaumer. They have combined for 24 of the 39 and a foul on Emporia High. And it's on DeWitt. That's number 4 on her.
Coach Dorsey's just going to let her play.
Yeah, got to. Got to depend on him. Inbound, and it goes into the backcourt as Jada Stahlbaumer chases it down. Jada Stahlbaumer gets Addie Kermer. Gets it over to Talen Stahlbaumer at the top of the key. They swing it around right wing. up top to Gormley, who's still in the game. With those three personal fouls, a dribble handoff to Stahlbaumer, who will reset with 6:31 to play.
Got to play defense.
Siemens up 9 at 39. The 30 entry pass. Here's Gregg. Gregg left good.
Wow.
As Shively went to the floor.
The freshman.
And the freshman, Maddie Gregg, has 14. Back to a 11-point game as Kermer gets a shot from two. Kermer has her first field goal, but has six. Back to a 9-point game, 41-32.
Siemens calling for it.
And she wants it. Stahlbaumer gets over to Stahlbaumer. This is Jada Stahlbaumer. Now to Gregg. Entry pass into Gormley.
Wow.
Wide open left. She missed it! And the rebound goes to Rebecca Snyder. Missed the point blank. As Pearson will come in, or Pearson will not come in. I thought Gormley was going to hit that one from point blank.
Yeah, she definitely smoked that one.
41-32, Emporia High down 9.
One basket at a time.
As here is, they get it to Snyder, Rebecca, right block. Rebecca trying to drive, floater on the way, good.
Good basket.
17 for Rebecca, it's down to 7. Darian, 41-34, 5.5 left, Spartan still alive.
One possession at a time.
As Stahlbaumer with it now, Anna Becker in a deflected pass. It's stolen by DeWitt. DeWitt gets it off. She gets it. Layup good. Assist to Bennett. Emporia High's on a run. It's down to 5. 41-36. Seaman, 5:15 to play. DeWitt has 4. And it's down to 5. Timeout. Seaman, a 4. Let's take a 30. 5:15 left in this one. 41-36. Seaman. It's a 30. Lady Spartan basketball on KVOE. Let's keep it right here, Darian, and Emporia High's on a run.
Yeah, they are making the run that they need to get back into it. You know, these are two really good teams, and, you know, we're seeing why Siemens number one. You know, they've been battling it out this entire game, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're down by 11 just like that. But, you know, that also goes to show how good Emporia is, you know, making a run and you know, on their way to coming back as well. So, you know, two good teams going at it right now.
As we were off for a little bit, I didn't realize we were off for a second a little bit ago towards the end of the first half or maybe early here in the third. But still been a good one here from Spartan Gymnasium and Rockets crowd too.
Yeah, they have definitely showed out for the championship game. And, you know, like you said earlier, this is definitely, you know, state tournament atmosphere right now.
Seaman with the ball to out of the timeout. Stahlbaumer gets it to Schumann. Schumann to the cup. Block shot by Rebecca. And they're going to get Rebecca with a block. And for Rebecca, that is her first personal foul. Team foul number 4 on Emporia High. And that will send J.C. Schumann to the line. And she has 7 points on the afternoon. Creature on the way. Missed it. Daniel Courtright told me we were only off for about 30 seconds. DeWitt in for Pearson, so they went offense for defense. One more coming up for Schumann to make it a 6-point game. Second free throw on the way. Pinball's out. Rebound to Addie Kermer from Emporia High, and they can get it to 2 or 3. Here's DeWitt to the cup. Layup is good. Oh, here we go. Here come the Spartans. DeWitt has 6. 41-38 Emporia High, down by 3. 4:53 to play. And the defensive champ by the Spartan student section across the way. Here is Wilhelm. Wilhelm dribble hands off to Taylen Stahlbaumer. Now Jason Schumann with it. Kermer with the assignment. Now Maddie Gregg with it. At the top of the key. Gets it over to Taylen Stahlbaumer. Taylen Stahlbaumer, southern step. Back out to Gregg. Gregg trying to feed it inside. Gregg looking to attack herself. Kicks it out. Stahlbaumer, deep three left, right wing.
Rebound.
Missed it. Rebound Snyder for Emporia High. Here come the Spartans. And the deflected pass
that
is stolen as Kermer went too deep. And that one was looking for DeWitt. If DeWitt would have not had the pass, and she would have had a wide open layup, and it would have been a 1-point game.
Can't force that.
Now Emporia High is down 3. 41-38. 4:05 to go. Here is Becker at the right block against the Witt. Becker in traffic. Turnaround jumper. Missed all of it. Rebound to Shively.
And
they wanted to go, but they didn't. They backed it out. Here come the Spartans across the timeline. DeWitt brings it up the floor to Addie Kermer.
You got to get a good one.
Kermer spin move left wing. Kermer looking to attack. Floater on the way. Short. Rebound Snyder. Oh, my goodness.
One more.
Here is Kermer left wing in this AJ. Shively in traffic. Kicks it out to Bennett left wing. Didn't take
calm
the three.
Down.
Yeah, tell me to calm down, too. I need a breather.
Everybody calm down.
41-38 Seaman. 3:25 to play. DeWitt left wing, fake the three. DeWitt needs it. Gets it to Kermer. Kermer looking to attack. Out to Shively, left corner. Here's Rebecca Snyder. Now DeWitt Bennett with it. Bennett the
there
reset. Puts up two fingers. Now pats to the top of the head.
Get an offense. Get a good basket.
Make Seaman play defense too. Here is Bennett right wing. Anna Becker now on Bennett. Trying to feed it in Rebecca. The entry pass was stolen by Becker.
That's just a good play by
Becker. Now Emporia High needs another stop. Becker looking to attack. Left wing. Now Wilhelm in the drag. They deflected it.
Oh, go, Rebecca, run the floor.
It's stolen by Emporia High. Here's Shively. Shively out to Bennett. Bennett to the cup. Layup is missing, but the junior's going on line for two.
Nope, I think he's going to call it on the floor.
Really? Foul is on Schumann. She's done. That's her fifth. Wow. J.C. Schumann has been big off the Seaman bench. She'll foul out with 2:39 left and 7 points scored as Jada Stahlbaumer will come in. And Emporia High will have the basketball. As Darian mentioned, it was called on the floor.
Yep.
Bennett to trigger it in. Emporia High just got to get it to the basket. Don't necessarily need the three. They inbound to Shively. AJ in traffic. AJ layup is good from the right side.
Good shot. We get it back on defense now.
Shively has four. It's down to one. 41-40. 2:28 to go. And Seaman was up 39-28.
One possession at a time.
And that is a 12-2 run for Emporia High. Here is Stahlbaumer. Emporia High needs a stop. Trying to look for a marquee win, another resume win. Here is Gregg at the top. Now Wilhelm with it. They took out Gormley. As Wilhelm with it left corner, now baseline. In traffic. Timeout Seaman with 1:57 to play and a 1-point advantage. 41-40 is a full. Let's take a 30. 41-40 Seaman, a minute 57 left. This is Lady Spartan basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you in part by Emporia State University. Hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. By AKA The Sports Fan, where sports fans are treasured. And by Cofeld Signs. The whole crew at Cofeld Sign Company would like to wish all the Emporia Spartan and Junior Spartan student-athletes the best of luck this year. Go Spartans!
96.9 FM, K245BQ Emporia, AM 1400, KVOE Emporia.
Back at Spartan Gymnasium, Emporia High trailed by 11 at 39-28, and I've gone on a 12-2 run since, and it's 41-40 Seaman, minute 57 left in this in regulation, and what does Emporia High need to do here, Darian?
Just stay calm. You know, they've worked their way back into the game now. Now they just have to continue to get the stops and get good baskets.
It's Jada Stahlbaumer, Taylan Stahlbaumer, Anna Becker, Kinley Wilhelm, and Maddie Gregg for Seaman. And it is Kermer as they inbound to Becker left wing. It's Kermer, DeWitt, Pearson, Snyder, and Shively. And a deflected pass, almost stolen, and it's loose on the floor. Still loose. Emporia High has the arrow. And Emporia High's got the arrow, and Emporia High has the ball. As Zeta Pearson drew it. And Zeta Pearson offense for defense as Bennett back in. 1:46 left. Emporia High's down one. 41-40. They get it into DeWitt. DeWitt had to chase it down.
She got to handle the ball.
And a timeout for Carolyn Dorsey. They'll play it across the way. Full timeout. Let's take another 30. Emporia High up, Emporia High down one, 41-40 with 100 seconds left. This is Lady Spartan Basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. The Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number. And Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet and Buick dealer in Emporia, driven by longbineauto.com.
Live and local, 1400 AM KVOE Emporia, 96.9 FM K245 BQ Emporia.
They're in. Now Emporia High has the ball. Where does Emporia High get the basket from? Who do they get it from?
I think whoever has the open look right now. That is it. I mean, if you want to go one-on-one, I mean, I would go to Rebecca, but the way that Seaman has been playing defense, if they just get into their offense and run it, they will get an easy look.
Starting five for Emporia High's out there is Greg, Becker, Stahlbaumer, and Wilhelm. Bennett to trigger in. Bennett needs to get it in. Inbounds. It's deflected. It's loose on the floor. It's stolen by who? The freshman, Greg, and she is fouled with minute 36 to go. It's the 15th foul on Emporia High, but it is a shooting foul.
And everybody vacated and left her by herself. Gotta run the inbounds play better. Gotta execute.
Foul is on Bennett, her second. And the freshman, Maddie Gregg, will go to the line for two free throws. With a minute 36 left. Free throw on the way. Good. Nothing but net. Maddie Gregg has 15.
She's having a good game, too.
Yes, she is. To put Seaman up three. Second one on the way. Good. Hit them both.
And they don't need a three yet.
No, they don't. 43-40. Seaman, a minute 34 left. I got to adjust the iPad again.
Take care of the ball.
As they get it across the timeline. Corey Heights just got to get it to the cup. Here is Bennett right wing. Bennett out to DeWitt. DeWitt looking to attack. At the right block, bounce pass. Kermer baseline. Deflected pass out of bounce. Stand with Emporia High with a minute 13 to play. Down three. Both teams with a foul to give.
Got to execute here.
Bennett to inbound to Rebecca. Out to Bennett, right left wing. Bennett looking to drive. Bennett needs some help. Out to Shively, right wing. AJ in trouble. Spin move for AJ at the right block. Out to DeWitt as we approach a minute left. Lady Spartans down three. 43-40. Kermer, right block out to Bennett. Bennett, right wing. Emporia High needs to get something here. Here's DeWitt. DeWitt looking to drive. Like last night. Layup is good. And a foul.
That's why you be patient. That is why you run the offense.
DeWitt did the same thing last night that won him the game, and now she has a chance to tie it.
Way to execute the offense and not panic.
Wilhelm, her first 16 foul. DeWitt to the line for one.
What did I say, Dylan? You just run the offense.
Yeah.
You will get an easy basket.
DeWitt to the line for one. Critical free throw. She hit it.
Get
tie
back.
Game.
Get back.
43, all 46 seconds to go. And the Seaman go for one here, Darian.
I think they're going to try to, but, man, it's going to be tough.
You can hear defensive chant here in the final stages of this game. 33 seconds to go, tied at 43. Anna Becker, right block, tie. And they get a block on Emporia High, but Emporia High had a foul to give. And that's on DeWitt. She's done. Oh, my goodness.
Wow, that was a very close call.
Has Bennett in?
She stepped on her foot. I mean, she, wow.
Zeta Pearson in for defense, and now it's going to have to play a little bit more. 29.8 to go as Carolyn Dorsey getting a word from one of the officials. Wilhelm will inbound. Inbounds to Greg, the freshman. Out to Stahlbaumer. Fake the three at the top. Stahlbaumer gets it over to Jada Stahlbaumer. Now back to Taylan Stahlbaumer with 20. They'll back it out. Seaman trying to go for the punch and try to win this game. Back to Anna Becker, the sophomore, with 13. Anna Becker. Anna Becker with 10. Anna Becker between the legs, dribble with 7. Becker looking to attack. Right wing, 5 seconds. Becker. Becker in trouble. Out to Stahlbaumer, right corner, 3. She hit it. She hit it. It's the number one team in 5A. Avoids a scare as Emporia High had one. And Taylan Stahlbaumer wins it for Seaman, 46-43. Oh my goodness, she hit one from the corner.
Wow.
And Darian, I don't care how many buzzer beaters I've had this year, and it has been like that as Emporia High suffers a beater. 46-43, Seaman wins it. Let's take a break. This is the Prairieland Partners John Deere postgame show. Lady Spartans fall at the horn, 46-43, the Seaman Vikings. Lady Spartan basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Rainbow Pest Control. Tell them what's bugging you. Call Rainbow Pest Control, 620-343-2300. And go Spartans! Mainstay Suites, Emporia's extended stay hotel, offering group rates or a private meeting room for your organization's needs. Mainstay Suites, live like home. And Express Tire and Auto, your tire professionals and Polaris experts. See them at 806 East 12th in Emporia, next to the water tower.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Nextech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside Flint Hills Mall. Williams Automotive and Collision Center, 3105 West 6th Avenue, taking care of Spartans since 1989. Go Spartans! And Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
It's time now for the Spartan postgame show, brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. We'll return to the gymnasium to recap tonight's game right after this timeout.
The John Deere 6M started with the livestock and hay producer who needs a powerful loader tractor with incredible visibility and maneuverability to easily make your way around those tight corrals, feed your herd, and bale your hay. A strong tractor is equipped with the features you need to accomplish any chore. From 110 to 195 horsepower, the 6M is fully customizable, so you get everything you need and nothing you don't. Visit your local Prairie Land Partners for details.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KVOE, 96.9 FM, 1400 AM, all the sports you need, live and local.
Spartans fall at the buzzer, 46-43. That's two Saturdays in a row for both the Emporia High boys and the Emporia High girls in their final game of their respective midseason tournaments to lose at the buzzer.
Yeah, that was just, shout out to Seaman. I mean, really good shot there at the buzzer. And a really good tournament by Anna Becker. I mean, she came and got the ball, and she made the right decision, and they made the shot to win the game.
Well, let me I'm trying to finish tweeting. As Emporia High falls 46-43, and Seaman, this is their second time they've won the tournament. They won it in 2013 when they beat Leavenworth 48-41.
I mean, shout out to them. They've played some really good teams. And one thing that I can say is they fought really, really hard, you know, against Derby. And they fought really hard against us today. And, you know, hats off to them for, you know, showing that, you know, they're not going to give up. And they are the number one team in the state for a reason.
Well, let's go over the stats, and they are brought to you by Robert's Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. First for Seaman, 16 from Maddie Gregg, 15 from Taylan Stahlbaumer, who ended up being the hero for the Lady Vikings of Seaman. Then they had 7 from J.C. Schumann, Anna Becker had 5, 2 from Brooklyn Gormley, and 1 from Jada Stahlbaumer. Seaman was 16 of 32 from the field for 50%. They were 6 of 14 from beyond the arc for 43%. They were 8 of 12 from the line for 67%. They rebounded the ball 13 times and had 14 turnovers. For Emporia High, 17 from Rebecca Snyder, 9 from Lexi DeWitt, 7 from Emil Bennett, 6 from Maddie Kermer, Alexa Shively with 4. That was all the scoring for Emporia High. Emporia High was 14 of 33 from the field for 42%. 1 of 2 from beyond the arc for 50%. Darien, they missed 3 free throws. 14 of 17 for 82%. 22 rebounds and 17 turnovers. There are your halftime or your game stats brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. This is the Prairie Land Partners John Deere postgame show as Emporia High falls at the buzzer, 46-43. You're speechless too, aren't you?
Well, you hate to see them lose like that.
Yeah.
You know, they did a great job fighting their way back into the game. You know, all the
down
way
down 11 too.
Yeah, down 11. They finally get back, and then you know you give up a game winner. But you know, one of the things that she's been talking about all season is, you know, free throws. You got to make her free throws.
Yeah.
You get down to the wire, and you know you end up losing by a 3. And you know, if we make all our free throws tonight, you know we're still up.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate. And I know Coach Dorsey's going to be talking to her bunch for a little bit. I'll tell you what, that Seaman team, you know, they came in wanting to win this tournament, and they're a good team, and they're going to be one to force with that if they can get to White Auditorium.
Yeah, but, you know, that also just goes to show, you know, they're ranked number one in the state, and how well we were able to play against the number one team in the state also lets you know how good the Emporia High team is. You know, even with all the turnovers and, you know, the mistakes that they made, especially in the second half of the game, and they were still able to stay in the game and almost win it. I mean, literally the last second it took them to come out on top. So, I mean, Emporia High could easily be ranked number one in the state just as well.
Well, let's see where the rankings come out for Emporia High when the KBCA ranks their new rankings on Tuesday. And Emporia High started the season at number 5, then went up to number 3, then number 2, and then number 1, and then dropped down to 4. And now it could be maybe even a little bit further down.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see them dropping too far. I mean, they had a good win against Wichita Heights yesterday, and losing by 3 points on a buzzer beater to the number one team, I just don't see them dropping down too far.
Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll visit with Carolyn Dorsey. This is Lady Spartan Basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you in part by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, where it's all about the meat. Bobby D's. By the RV Dock, 618 Industrial, repairs for your RV for over 23 years. And by Pete Euler, for great service and great rates, see State Farm Agent Pete Euler.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Charlie's Place. They wish all Spartan athletes the very best this season. And Emporia State Federal Credit Union. They offer you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans.
KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. All the sports you need, live and local.
46-43, Seaman wins it over Emporia High at the buzzer on a three-pointer by Talon Stahlbaumer, and now joined by Emporia High Lady Spartan coach Carolyn Dorsey. And coach, you guys found a way to crawl back in it, down 11, but you tied the game, and then Stahlbaumer hit the three from the corner, and that was the dagger in that one. But talk about the kids and the grit to get back in that game in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we had about a three-minute lapse there where I thought we fell apart. Just bad passing, careless with the ball. You know, didn't execute to start the half. And you can't do that against this team. And you can't do it against us either, but I'm talking about them right now. So you get rid of that, that three doesn't matter. We're up six, maybe that three doesn't matter. You know, unfortunately, we didn't execute. We had a couple of wasted possessions. Didn't finish on some things we should finish, and there's your game. Like I said, if she hit a couple earlier in the gym, and while we were frustrated because they said she's the best shooter here, and we didn't switch out on her. And again, if we switch out on her, maybe she doesn't get hot, maybe she doesn't get going, and maybe that three doesn't go in, and we live to see another day. But unfortunately, that's not the story here.
Well, I was thinking overtime. I was thinking overtime there for a second. You guys were playing some really good defense on that last possession. How did you guys just kind of want it to hold them to nothing and try to force another 4 minutes?
Yeah, we were. I mean, that was our goal. We tied it up. Man, I thought we had it. And again, man, that's a dagger. When I watched that ball release, I knew it was in. And there's not much you can do about it. You know, I thought defensively there at the end, they guarded it perfectly. There wasn't anything I would have done differently defensively. You know, I think Kermer was involved. There's three different kids involved, and all three of them guarded it correctly. And that kid hits a big shot deep in the corner with a hand in her face. I mean, like I said, that's just the way it goes. She's a player. We knew that. Big players make big plays. And like I said, if we hadn't fallen apart, maybe in that third quarter, fourth quarter, again, that three might not count. But, you know, our kids show some guts. They had a great tournament. This one hurts. And I know that they're disappointed, but it's the number one team in the state. And we just lost on a buzzer beater three to the best team in the state in 5A. I'd say that we're pretty high up there. You know, and this will only make us better down the stretch. I know that if they play like that, they'll be at White Auditorium in March, no question. And this will make us better.
Now, is the talk going to be about this loss and the Manhattan loss?
I don't know. You know, this is a different loss than Manhattan. We didn't play well in Manhattan. You know, we played well tonight. They fought, they battled, they competed. They had a small blurb where it wasn't good, but it was overall a pretty good effort, and they were pretty gritty, and it was a great defensive effort. On both teams, you know, and again, when you play the right way, it's a lot harder to be upset with them. And again, at that end of the game, they did everything that was correct. There wasn't anything I would have done differently. I felt like she had ran out of time, but that clock, man, was moving slow, it felt like. But she had enough time, got it off, and it is what it is.
Coach, you were 14 of 33 from the field for 42%. You only shot two threes on the night, one of two, but you missed three free throws, 14 of 17.
That's pretty good.
So the three missed free throws from Rebecca, and it seems like the last three games for her in this gym, that West goal just kind of does not want the ones to drop for her.
She'll be all right. She's been shooting pretty good. She shoots about 80%+ from the free throw line. I think she's rushing it. You know, when she started to slow down again, the ball went back in the basket. So she'll be all right. Like I said, she's a pivotal player for us. She's pretty important. And, you know, like I said, I wouldn't want to do this without her. And so she'll hit those down. Like I said, we're asking some of these kids to play a perfect game, and that's impossible. You know, so if that's her flaw right now, you know, and again, I thought she needed to finish better early. But, man, that's the minimal mistakes I can find in her game, and she played the whole game. So, again, if I can think about three or four possessions that I would have fixed on her, that's pretty perfect. And we talk about this all the time. It's a perfect game played by imperfect people, and that's the glory of it. You know, you don't have to be perfect most of the time. And, you know, again, she's playing pretty good basketball, and they all are. Like I said, I'm very pleased with where we're at right now. I wish it had gone the other way, but, again, I can't ask them to do a whole lot more than what they're giving us.
Well, you got 4 days to erase this one out of your mind, but then you got to figure out who is on the other side now. Another team that wears the color blue, and it's Washburn Rule. And you got to go to the House of Blues on Friday night. And whatever Washburn Rule does today, it might matter a little bit, but it's going to be two hungry teams going at it on Friday night.
It'll be a good game. You know, a lot of respect for Kevin and Rule. It'll be a challenge, you know, but I think we're ready. I'm curious to see how we respond. And, again, all these are helping us to come tournament time. And, like I said, we'll get ready for Friday.
Well, Coach, this was a great run for you guys in this tournament.
Yep.
And you guys can build off it as getting to the second half of the season. Coach, appreciate the time, and I'll talk to you Monday on Coach's Corner, and then we'll see you in Topeka next week.
Thank you.
And that's Emporia High Lady Spartan Coach Carolyn Dorsey joining us here in postgame as Emporia High falls at the buzzer 46-43 to the Seaman Vikings, the top-ranked team in Class 5A. Darian Stockton to Jalen King again. So let's get Darian back up here, and we'll get our play of the game and our player of the game, and then we'll do our final break, and then we'll wrap things up here from Spartan Gymnasium. So we're going to try to get out of here. And Darian, it's time now for our play of the game, brought to you by Shelter Insurance Agent Callie Madrano for Auto, Home, Life, or Business Insurance. See Shelter Agent Callie Madrano at 722 West 6th here in Emporia. I have one on my mind, and you better have one as well.
I have the and one by Lexi DeWitt.
That's what I was thinking. Lexi DeWitt's and one to tie the game at 43. It's our play of the game, brought to you by Shelter Insurance Agent Callie Madrano for Auto, Home, Life, or Business Insurance. See Shelter Agent Callie Madrano at 722 West 6th in Emporia. It's time now for our player of the game, brought to you by Shelter Insurance Agent Callie Madrano. Now I need to have my format up. It's time now for our player of the game, brought to you by Toso Family Eye Care. Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Let's take that 30-second break from Toso Family Eye Care, and when we come back, we'll pick our player of the game. This is Lady Spartan Basketball on KVOE.
Start the new year with a fresh new look. Visit the office of Dr. Caitlin Toso at Toso Family Eye Care. Get an evaluation of your vision with a complete eye exam. Then, shop for your best look by checking out their new frame brands. If contacts are your preference, order through the office or go online. Go to TosoFamilyEyeCare.com for their list of insurance carriers. Treat yourself this year by using your flexible spending account on a new pair of eyewear. Make an appointment today with Toso Family Eye Care in downtown Emporia.
And our player of the game, brought to you by Toso Family Eye Care, Darian. I got one name on my mind and one name only.
Who you going with, Dylan?
I got to go with Rebecca. The senior got Emporia High back in the game, and she was a big on that run. So when they came back into the game.
I'd like to go honorable mention for Emil Bennett.
Sure.
She had a really good tournament, and I think kind of seeing her from the first game until now, you know, she's really stepped into that leadership role as a point guard. And, you know, she's doing some really good things for Coach Dorsey.
Sure. So our player of the game goes to Rebecca Snyder, who had 17 points on the afternoon. That is brought to you by Toso Family Eye Care. Dr. Caitlin Toso, Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Take one more break. When we come back, we'll have final comments and get you ready for next week. Lady Spartans fall to Seaman 46-43 in the championship game of the Glacier's Edge Tournament. This is Lady Spartan Basketball on KVOE.
The John Deere 6M started with the livestock and hay producer who needs a powerful loader tractor with incredible visibility and maneuverability to easily make your way around those tight corrals, feed your herd, and bale your hay. A strong tractor is equipped with the features you need to accomplish any chore. From 110 to 195 horsepower, the 6M is fully customizable, so you get everything you need and nothing you don't. Visit your local Prairie Land partners for details.
Delivering the right solution. Prairieland Partners.
This has been the Spartan Postgame Show, brought to you by Prairieland Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center in Manhattan. When you need an orthopedic specialist, call 785-537-4200 and go Spartans. Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician. He believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And Pizza Ranch. It's buffet done your way. With pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much more to love at Pizza Ranch. 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans.
KVOE, all the sports you need, live and local. 1400 AM and 96.9 FM.
Back one final time from Spartan Gymnasium as Emporia High falls 46-43 to the Seaman Vikings in the championship game of the 49th annual Glacier's Edge Tournament. Dylan Sherwood and Darian Harris with you as Man, what a tournament for Emporia High. And, you know, down 11, and they found a way to tie the game at 43. And then just a prayer hit by Taylen Stahlbaumer to win it for the Vikings of Seaman.
Yeah, and, you know, like I said earlier, you hate to lose it like that. But, you know, I think the most important thing is that Emporia High played a really good tournament, you know, the last 3 days. And they have a lot that they can take away and kind of build on, you know, going into the rest of their season after this midseason tournament. I think that they have, you know, a good base, you know, to kind of build on to get ready for that state tournament.
Well, and a month left and a lot of good basketball still to be played as Emporia High gets to go back to the drawing board because they don't play again until Friday, and that's a Washburn Rural team that's without Zoe Canfield, already committed to play for Brandon Schneider at KU, but they also got Brooklyn DeLay, the University of Kentucky signee for volleyball. But Washburn Rural is good, and that's a team Carolyn Dorsey has not beat in her high school coaching career.
Yeah, and, you know, those type of things, you know, definitely sit on the back of your mind, and I'm sure you'll probably hear it from her in one of the interviews before the game. But definitely going to be interesting to see if they can come back out after a really close game and a tough tournament and get a big win against Washburn Rural.
It would have to be a huge one. They would have to play like they had the last two nights if they want to beat Washburn Rural even better. Let's go over the scores here from the Glacier's Edge tournament. Besides our championship game between Seaman and Emporia, the Lady Vikings won it 46-43. Derby gets third. They defeat Wichita Heights 50-33. Shawnee Mission West will take fifth place as they defeat Blue Valley Southwest 57-39. And Mays takes seventh as they defeat Shawnee Mission East 47-41. Games happening in the Centennial League today in midseason tournament. Fifth place game going underway at the Mid-America Classic in McPherson. Manhattan is taking on Dodge City. Coming up a little bit later on in Wellsville at the Top Gun Invitational, Hayden and Spring Hill. That's a rematch from the Paul Terry Classic. And then currently going on right now at Lawrence Free State in the Firebird Classic, it is Hayden and Spring, or Topeka High and Blue Valley. And Blue Valley's a good 6A team. And then last night in a non-tournament game, it was Blue Valley Northwest over Junction City, 47-27. And I have an update from that Topeka High game. Blue Valley is up 17-12 against Topeka High. Lyon County League tournament coverage underway on Country 101.7 FM right now. Third place games between Madison and Burlingame, and that will be followed by the championship games, which will feature Opie and Lebo. You can listen to both those games on Country 101.7 FM and online streaming audio and video at KVOE.com, at KVOE-TV at KVOE.com. Also happening tonight, KU and Kentucky in the Big 12 SEC Challenge, and KU does not need to be losing four in a row. 5:30 Crimson and Blue Show, 7 o'clock tip from Lexington, Kentucky. You can hear the game here on KVOE. Coverage begins at 5:30. K-State hosting Florida. That's at 5 p.m. No coverage on that due to coverage of the Lyon County League Tournament. Tomorrow, Rogers State and Emporia State at Wyatt Auditorium. 1:30 and 3:30 games. 105 pregame on Mix 104.9. We have the Chiefs and Cincinnati at 5:40. Chiefs pregame at 4. Westwood 1 kicks in at 5:30. And then Chiefs will have the postgame show. Chiefs Radio Network will have the postgame show. And then we'll have the NFC Championship game between Philadelphia and San Francisco. Coverage at 1. Kickoff just after 2. Final comments, Darian, as we got a little time off before Emporia High plays again.
Good tournament. I mean, I still, you know, tip my hats off to Emporia High for, you know, playing really hard this week. And, you know, let's see what they can do here in the second half of the season. They have a lot of season left, and I think they're going to go deep into the playoffs. So a lot of basketball to be played.
Good tournament for Emporia High. However, it just falls on a short note as they lose at the buzzer 46-43 to the top-ranked team in 5A, the Seaman Lady Vikings. Our next broadcast is coming up on Friday night back in the Centennial League for the final, let's see, how many games is that left? Because six games. And Darian, the schedule left. And I'll run it down. So Washburn Rural is first up. That is Friday night from the House of Blues. 5:45 pregame. Girls tip at 6. Men to follow, or boys to follow at 7:30. Then after that, a week from Tuesday, we'll be at Hayden. And Hayden boys lost last night to Shawnee Heights.
No,
Coach D.
They're having a rough season, man.
They'll make it to state in 4A. You can count me on it.
Can't play with the big boys.
And then the next home games for Emporia High will be a week from Friday. So that's 13 nights. February 10th, that is Topeka High. And then Valentine's Day will be Manhattan. And then on the road at Junction City on February 17th. And then the regular season concludes on February 24th here at Emporia High as Washburn Rural will be in.
You know who the real shooter is.
Want to thank Daniel Courtwright back at the KVOE studios for running the show. And I know we went off air for about 30 seconds, probably in the first half. I can't really remember, but I know Michael Teeker was texting me as well. But special thanks to Daniel Courtwright running the show. And for Darian Harris, I'm Dylan Shorewood. Thanks for tuning in to Lady Spartan Basketball here on 14 KVOE AM, 96.9 FM. Once again, the final here from Spartan Gymnasium. The top-ranked team in 5A, the Seaman Lady Vikings, avoid an upset this afternoon as they defeat the Emporia High Lady Spartans, the fourth-ranked team in 5A, 46-43 on a buzzer-beating three-point shot from the right corner by Taylin Stahlbaumer. You've been listening to Lady Spartan Basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Basketball has been brought to you by the Credit Union of Emporia, the RV Dock, Longbine Auto Plaza, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, Dr. Kayla Toso, Toso Family Eye Care, Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Jeff Deb and Bree Williams of Eck Real Estate, and Robert's Blue Barnett Funeral Home. And by the members of the KVOE Spartan Booster Club.
Since 1939, news, weather, and sports. KVOE, 1400 AM Emporia, 96.9 FM, K245BQ Emporia.
Welcome back to the Mr. Mortgage Show. Call us now at 855-462-7292.
All right, we are back. My name is Mark Eitel, and you are listening to the Mr. Mortgage Show. And you're in the right place if you want the data, the tips, the tricks, the strategies, the inside information that you need so you can go out there and make better real estate and mortgage decisions for you and your family. As always, I am joined by my lovely producer, Jen, who will get your questions on the air. If you've got questions or comments, just call or text 855-462-7292. That's 855-462-7292.